Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon, it's Kelly, it's David, the barrel boy.
What's going on?
Happy Thursday, y'all.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Hey.
Good morning, David Daly.
Good morning.
What's on your mind this morning, Kelly?
Well, I printed out last night not just an agenda, but like a schedule, like an hourly schedule. Because my day today and tomorrow, and this isn't a complaint, because I know y'all are always like, oh, she's always complaining. This is like a busy day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today and tomorrow. So like, I printed out an hourly schedule. It's so busy.
So I bet, let me guess what the schedule is.
Uh-huh.
I bet you have to get your hair done.
Nope.
You have to get your nails done. You have to get a massage.
Oh, I wish it was that kind of day.
None of that.
Pedicure, manicure.
No. Oh,
shopping.
My God.
You're shopping.
That'd be the best day ever.
My day is laid out.
No, it's all like basketball, swimming lessons. Like,
wow.
I didn't know for the kids. No, yeah. I've got a basketball game. I have swimming lessons. No, it's just like kids' summertime.
It's crazy.
Like, I'm ready for
it?
School to start. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Plus, I have the summer camp at Joey Perry Martial Arts.
Yeah. So it's just like busy, busy, busy.
What's on your mind this morning, David?
You ever have one of those dreams you're like, what the heck just happened?
Oh, yeah.
I woke up this morning, and it was like I was back in high school, and I was running around doing all this crazy stuff, and I woke up, and it felt so vivid and so real. I was like, what just happened?
And who are you dreaming about?
I mean, I don't know.
Did you have people in there? Were there people that you recognized?
No, there was no one I recognized throughout the entire thing. Yeah, it was so strange, and I was like, I woke up like, what just happened? What's going on?
Hmm.
It was really strange.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So I woke up and ran this morning. It's my fourth day in a row to run, and I do feel better every time that I run, but now I'm trying to beat my numbers because I'm competitive that.
Oh, gosh.
So the first day I did, like, what, a 12-minute mile or something like that something like that. So I was kind of proud of myself. Then I got a tweet from Matt Schwery from Cox Implement. He's like, oh, I do a 9-minute mile.
Oh,
so it made me mad.
And you got to remember that 94-year-old woman just ran a marathon, and her mile was a 17-minute mile, so you're pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Hush. So I got kind of fired up, right? So I'm like, I'm going to beat his time because that's just me. I want to be competitive.
Right.
So then I got it down to like, I don't remember, like 11 minutes. And I thought I was better. Then I was like, I'm going to get faster than that. And I got it down to 10 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Today, my number, because I took a picture to send my wife, 10 minutes, 17 seconds.
That's good. You're
like,
improving.
That's pretty good.
That makes me want to beat you.
Why? Because I'm that competitive with it?
Well, it's just because it's you, and it makes me want to beat you.
Thank you. I sent it because I know my wife's going to be mad because she was trying to keep up with me, right?
Uh-huh.
And so yesterday, I'm like, did you get your 10-minute or 10.5 minutes or whatever, 11 minutes? She's like, no, I didn't even get 12. And I'm like, yes. Don't tell her I did the yes.
Going after her.
So first thing this morning, she's going to wake up to a text showing my 10-minute and what did I say, 10:17.
Okay, that's the number I've got to beat.
Who the man? I'm the man.
Don't
like when people go and run like at a big race or something like that,
mm-hmm.
they can do a 7-minute mile, right? Like the real fast people?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
Like high school kids do it quicker than that.
What, quicker than 7?
Yes.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
It's just like full on sprint.
Yes.
But they don't do that at 5 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning.
No,
like we're doing
I'm talking about track meets.
Right, but for me, I mean, I'm waking up at 4 o'clock and running.
Yes.
Nobody
it's
wants.
It's amazing.
Make me feel better, Kelly, not
You're
make
amazing.
Me feel worse about it.
You are amazing.
Gosh. Back on this date, 1974, the number one song in the country was a very famous song done by Dolly Parton. Typically, we don't go back to 1974, but I thought for this one, we'd make an exception today.
Oh, man.
David, is it still true that there's a couple of things about Dolly that you like?
A couple, you could say.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we were laughing yesterday about Kesha, the pop star, who approached Jerry Seinfeld and said, hey, I'm Kesha, can I get a hug? And Seinfeld didn't know who she was and didn't hug her.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that like 4 or 5 times yesterday.
It was really
classic.
Funny.
It is funny because Seinfeld like wasn't going to touch her.
Uh-huh.
Because and they're on the red carpet, so I mean, it's like, she was allowed to be close to him. He's being interviewed, though, so it's all caught on video. And let me get some Kesha music. David, what do you think is Kesha's probably biggest hit?
That one.
I wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
So the TikTok song.
Yeah.
Don't stop making pop, DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight
But like legit, she was a big pop star for a minute.
Yeah.
And then she had some legal battles with her producer and accusations and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So she's on the red carpet. Seinfeld won't hug her. Blah, blah, blah. We think it's over. We laugh about it. Well, evidently the hardcore Kesha fans don't think it's funny at all.
And there was some really, really mean tweets to Jerry.
They've started a hashtag. And the hashtag is Jerry Seinfeld is over party.
What?
Number one, he's going to get a kick out of it. Because he's a comedian. Oh, so he's going to take this and probably run with it, you know.
Oh, right. Man.
Like, he's not bothered by it. No. And he's got so much money, even if he was, who cares?
But think about some of the stuff that big celebrities go through. When they're on red carpets, there's little things that have happened that, you know, fans, you know, that have come up to them. And so they're geared to, like, hey, you know, kind of sit back and, like, whatever. He probably just thought she was some kind of weird fan that kind of got too close or whatever.
Right.
He didn't know. He's in his own little world, and he's older.
He's doing an interview.
Yeah.
He was actually, I mean, he wasn't even, he was basically just approached by her out of nowhere while he was talking to somebody else.
Right.
So here's some of the tweets that were sent in the hashtag Jerry Seinfeld is over party.
Man.
How about this one? Kesha is a legend who has 4 number ones and has sold 100 million records. While Jerry Seinfeld is an unknown trash.
I like this one. I like this one. Show respect to Kesha or else your career will be ruined. When you hug her, you get accepted into heaven.
Gosh.
Even if you don't know who Kesha was, you still hug her. She's a blanking fan.
Kesha is a talented queen. I would hug her any day, and I don't know the other guy. He can choke.
Isn't that crazy?
That is so weird.
Like, how can you live in America and not know who Jerry Seinfeld is?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? That show was massive. It's still on TV all the time. At least, maybe you didn't even watch it, but at least most people have seen him.
Right.
Anyway, that's a crazy story. There's also a really crazy story out today on a guy who was at work in New York, and lightning struck outside of his building. It struck outside, traveled through his building, came out through a light switch, and struck his hand.
Well, that's just great.
He was struck by lightning in his office building.
What the heck?
Wonderful.
Like, it must have hit the perfect deal and just came barreling through the wiring or something. Can you imagine? You're just sitting there like, it's a lot of lightning. Bam, and you're struck by it.
Yeah. I mean,
glad I'm inside.
Right. Maybe it's safer to be outside.
Does it have, like, the same kind of power?
I don't know if it would if it's traveled through all the...
He survived it, so I would assume...
I just wonder if, like, a direct lightning strike is any different than it, like, traveling through all the circuitry and stuff.
Maybe it would be, though. You would think the power would be down a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody gets struck by lightning outside, like, people don't get struck that often, but it does happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they die right away?
No.
Are they just gone?
Some have, but I don't think all of them
do. There are people who live through that stuff. Have you ever seen the scarring? Like, if someone gets struck by lightning and it goes through? Let me look that up. Because it's absolutely crazy whenever someone gets struck.
I don't think that's the right page, David.
Oh, my gosh.
Lightning strike scarring. Boom.
This is great radio.
Yeah, well, you guys are trying to, you need to fill in. Like, look at this.
Let me see.
Oh,
my
goodness.
It kind of looks like a tree.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Like, you can see where it looks like a lightning bolt was drawn in by, like, a cartoonist.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Wow.
That is wild.
Yeah.
I wonder if that messes you up. You know how your body is kind of like, how you can say your body's been short-circuited, kind of?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that throws things off.
Oh, I'm sure it
does. I must have been struck by lightning then.
That explains the weather.
Dang.
That explains me every day.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so the CMT Awards were last night in Nashville, and it looked like a heck of a time. Not only inside the venue, but there were performances all over the city, it looks like, as well. So, a big night at the CMT Awards. On the red carpet, who was the best dressed?
Goodness. Of course, Carrie's going to always be one of our top three.
Yeah.
Seems like whoever her stylist is always wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether Carrie has something to do with it or not, she always picks good stuff. And Miranda always looks good.
I thought she looked pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about you? Who'd you think?
I thought Kelsey Ballerini looked really nice.
Mm-hmm.
She did look
nice. I thought she looked great.
There were some out there looks.
Like Midland. Midland wore this really, and we'll have to post a picture of that because it's really crazy.
Yeah.
It's an out there outfit.
Yes.
It's kind of like the country stars, the male country stars, almost went with like a rugged rock country look to it. You know what I mean? It's like they had the jacket, then they kind of made the scratched up jeans and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was kind of a neat looking look.
But then Luke was out there with his wife on the red carpet, and he had a suit on.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I thought looked good for him because you don't ever see him like that.
Mm-hmm. He had a little bit of that in there too.
So anyway, kind of cool on the red carpet last night. Lots of great performances too. We have some audio from some of those performances. Let's go first of all with the audio of Florida Georgia Line. So they're outside and they're with the Chainsmokers. There's like EDM pop and all that kind of different stuff.
Yeah.
And this will be probably one of those performances that people in country are like, what the heck just happened?
Yeah.
Like if you just know country and you don't know this other side of the music, you're going to be like, well, Florida Georgia Line's not country at all.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what it sounded like.
Waking up within your arms, feel alive, you're dangerous, you're dangerous, you're dangerous.
So it's Florida Georgia Line's vocals. I like it.
It's cool. If you were just flipping channels, you would have just thought it was some kind of like pop show.
Do you like it?
I like it, but it's just, it was weird. Yeah, I wasn't ready.
So it's like, but what's country now? You know, it's so different.
It sounds like something you would hear at the Grammys, not the CMT Awards.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
But are you trying to say it's not country?
It's not exactly.
So are we supposed to be just country, or has country now transitioned to where everything's country?
I don't know.
Everything's just music, and you either like it or don't.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of the way it's going now.
What else we got?
We've got Miranda Lambert. She did her song on her album, Pink Sunglasses. And what they did is they gave out like 1,000 pink sunglasses to fans and to other singers. So you had Dan and Shay wearing, they were, you know, the camera where it was going to Dan and Shay. You had Darius Rucker wearing his pink sunglasses. Florida Georgia Line were wearing pink sunglasses. It was really cute. We've got some audio.
All right. I've heard this song.
It's a really fun, playful song.
So the album, you've heard the whole album, right? Is most of it kind of that tempo? Because she hasn't put out those like those crazy, it's like bam, very, bam.
It's
deals.
A very chill album.
So
yes.
The whole thing is. Mm-hmm. Because the three singles I've heard have all kind of been a little bit more chill.
There hasn't been that gunpowder and lead or kerosene or anything like
right,
that.
Right, which is kind of what I expect. I expect, you know, a couple ballads and then bam, hit me with one of those really over-the-top crazy Miranda songs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which we haven't really seen that.
Well, Luke Bryan and Jason Derulo went out and performed. You talk about not exactly maybe being the entire country thing. They did play a little bit of Luke Bryan, Strip It Down, but then they also went to Want to Want Me. So it was like a medley of those two all mixed in.
All right, let's hear it.
We both know that we lost it somehow. Let's get it found and strip it down, down, down. Let's strip it down, down, down.
Yeah, yeah. We lost it somehow.
Yeah, I like
it. Yeah. They were having fun.
Yeah. Does Luke do this song in his concerts?
Uh-huh. I think so.
He did a little bit of it.
I've heard him do this before.
I know, so why is it? Is it because we saw him do it in concert, or he do that on like a Crossroads or something?
It was a Crossroads.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Okay. I think so.
Maybe that's how we know it. I haven't heard this audio yet from Lady Antebellum. They were with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Let's see what this sounds like. I still like that song. The transition to September. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
It's neat. Tons of great performances. We'll have more of those coming up at 7:30 this morning with more country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's kind of funny. I was going through the CMT red carpet photos, and I saw Michael Ray. He was on the red carpet last night.
My boy.
And I immediately thought about Dave.
Why do we always think about David when we see Michael Ray?
Because we're best friends. You know, we had the Twitter exchange, and he was good friends with me there for a minute.
And he looked in your barrel.
He looked down the barrel.
He was really cool about that, too. So
yeah.
It's just funny because, like, there's certain things. Like, if I see Brett Eldridge, I think of Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Or because your son yelled at him about
awkwardly
me.
Awkwardly, too, wasn't
yes.
it?
Hey, she loves you.
And he said, Oh, all right, so here's our big question of the morning. Kelly, should you ask it or should I ask it this
morning?
It's
so much better when you ask it.
All right, David.
David. Yeah.
David, will this be funny?
Of course it will be.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
I didn't even know what to think when I saw this one, because it was so mind-blowing to me that someone would actually attempt something like this and try and get away with it.
What is it?
So this guy, he's 38 years old. His name is William. Went to a 7-Eleven in Florida last week and was wearing about the baggiest pants that someone could ever wear.
Really?
It must have been like 20 sizes too big for the guy.
Like mine?
No, your pants are really tight.
Are you going to make a I've lost so much weight joke again?
No, I was actually making fun of my pants being a little bit snug, but thank you very much.
Anyway, so...
She's so rude. How rude.
Thank you, Michelle. Tanner.
So he brought in these baggy pants because his plan was to steal some stuff, which is not, it's just not good. So first off, he went over to grab some DVDs, about 30 of them, of Lassie, and shoved them down his pants.
Lassie?
Yeah, Lassie.
Was
the
he a
border collie.
Yeah, I guess that was like probably $3. I don't know why he had to steal that.
Oh my goodness.
Shoved that down his pants. And then he got 15 quarts of motor oil and started shoving those down his pants. And he wasn't even trying to, like, hide what he was doing. He, like, got them all and put them on the ground and then just put them in his pants. Surveillance video right there. And the worst part about it is there's an undercover police officer standing behind him watching him do the entire thing.
And this dude's probably getting a kick out of it. Like, this guy is about to get taken down.
Nope. He let him do it. He just sat there and watched him do it for about, I don't know, a minute or so. And it was just like the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. I mean, he's just getting after it, just putting all that stuff in his pants.
Wow.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Is it still true the last time you shoplifted, it was Barbie dolls?
I've never shoplifted, and that is not true.
Oh, sorry.
You had to ask.
I did have to ask. I was wondering if it was still true.
I may have to post this video because it's crazy. But anyway, people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So when Kurt was born... How much did he weigh?
Oh, he was little. He was like 6 pounds, 4 ounces.
So I think Kai was probably 7-something.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mother in Florida who gave birth to a baby that was 13 pounds, 5 ounces.
That's horrible. Big baby. Wait, gave birth like the normal way?
Well, I didn't call and ask her which way the baby came out.
Did it say in the story? This is very important. The normal way or C-section?
Let me see if it says. She thought she'd have another 10-pound baby. Didn't think 13.
This is very important.
So what are the options here?
Naturally.
Which is from where?
How does that happen?
Good gosh.
I don't know.
This says when the baby was coming out, I was like, is this baby ever going to end?
Oh.
That's the doctor talking about it.
Oh,
it
my
doesn't
gosh.
Say
if the doctor says that. Wow. Yeah.
He says it's the largest baby he has ever delivered.
Well, yeah, it's a massive baby, 13 pounds.
The woman says, I've had a 9-pound and a 10-pound baby and figured she'd be about 10 pounds. God. She was a surprise.
That's
unbelievable, though, right? 13 pounds. 13 pounds and 5 ounces.
Coming in at 13 pounds and 5 ounces.
That's crazy. Hey, there's also a thing out today that says getting 30 minutes of extra sleep can make a big difference in your life.
Huh.
Just 30 more minutes.
I say that every morning. Just 30 more minutes.
Yeah, typically you hit the alarm for that many minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get up immediately?
Yes.
Do you
most days, except with an exception of a couple.
When she just didn't come to work.
Oh.
When she woke up at 7. What about you? Are you up immediately, or are you one of the guys who has to hit the snooze button?
Typically, I'm up. I have an alarm set across my bed from me, across the room, so I have to physically get up because it's like one of those annoying beeps.
Yeah.
So I go over there and turn that off, and then once I'm up, I'm up. So
I have 3 alarms.
You do now?
I have one in my bathroom that I have to get up, and one across the room, and then one on my phone.
Okay, so how different are the times?
They're all different.
So, like, what is one? 4:01, 4:02?
Yes. I have one at 3:55, one at 4, one at 4:02. Like, they're all staggered, and it drives my husband nuts.
My alarm is set for 4:01.
Wow.
I don't even know why I did that.
That extra minute.
And then my alarm on the dresser, the nightstand, is, like, 4:05. just in case I don't hear the first one.
Yeah, see, I have the app on your phone, the sleep thing. I have that going off at 4, and then I have 4:05, 4:10, 4:15, and then across from me I have 4:02.
Oh, wow, so you're hardcore with it.
Yeah, I try to be.
Like, you're really worried you're going to oversleep.
No, I'm super paranoid about it, so I'll set my alarm, set it down for a second, maybe watch some TV, and then I'll check it again.
I do that too.
Yeah, I'm super paranoid about having everything set.
A lot.
So I'm nuts about that.
So my top one is 4:01 every morning. Mm-hmm. Mine show 4:01. I never set 4:08 or 4:12. One day I did 4:50. That must have been after a concert or something.
Maybe. Is typically what mine looks like.
You only have like 6 alarms.
3:55, 3:57. Yeah, I mean, I just have one set though. So hers is 3:55, 3:57, 4:03, 4:05. Why in the world do you have 2:25 as an alarm
time? I think that was when we had to get up for a plane flight at some point.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, look at this. Mine starts at 2 a.m. and goes all the way throughout the whole day.
Yeah, I have stuff throughout the whole day, too.
I mean, I'm only...
You never delete them, like, if you don't need them?
No.
Well, what if you need them later?
Yeah.
I mean, I have alarms.
Just enter it again. Is it that difficult?
I've got a ton of them.
I'd rather just be like, click over, done.
Well, and mine's lazy. Not, it's not all naps either, or sleeping. Some of it is like ball games, or if I have an appointment, they're like reminders I put in for myself.
Yeah.
There's a whole
thing. I thought about that with bills. Because like sometimes if you forget a credit card bill and they hit you like, oh, it's due on the 8th of the month, and I think about it on the 9th.
Yeah.
Like, I thought about putting those reminders in my phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do that. I mean, it's very simple. There's a whole thing on your phone called...
Reminders.
Reminders.
Is there really?
Yeah. You don't know that?
Dude, I don't know. Like, I don't know what half of these apps that come installed on the phone even do.
Yeah, there's one that's...
Where is it?
There's one called text messages.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
And you respond to them.
Goodbye, Kelly. It's nice knowing you today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Wait for it. Well, well, well. Time for birthday sports today, Thursday, June the 8th of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Will Murphy, who is celebrating a birthday today.
Happy birthday.
I met him through Joey Perry Martial Arts. Christy Wiles of Batesville is celebrating a birthday today. Ashley Rackley, who's from Wynn, happy birthday. Connor Gossett of Jonesboro, 7 years old today. And Michelle Hill of Jonesboro celebrates as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say,
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
The Grammy award-winning country singer Sturgill Simpson is 39 years old today.
Yeah, is he still opening up for Stapleton?
I believe so.
He's supposed to, right?
Yeah. Maria Menounos is 39
years old. Let's have a moment
of
silence for her, guys.
No, she's still alive.
No, I know.
Oh.
Just to honor.
You know I like her.
I know. That's why. Hello.
You realize that Maria Menounos has called into the radio show before.
Yes. I remember you talking about that.
I think
that.
You've actually brought this up every day since I've known you, since she's called the show.
But it's pretty cool when a celebrity wakes up and calls in.
Oh, that heck is pretty cool.
Especially when she looks like Maria Menounos.
That's true.
Come on now. Special happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
She might be listening right now.
She may be.
Happy birthday, Maria.
And good morning.
Maria.
Okay, so Kanye West is 40 years old today. You're the same age as Kanye.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Kanye West.
Take this, haters. Don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you.
Now hurry up now.
Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much longer. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been.
Is it still true that you think Kanye's biggest hit?
Nope.
Never mind.
I knew where that was going. Juliana Margulies. Julius.
You got Radichkowski correct, and you can't get what is it?
You don't even know.
Well, now
don't even try and make
Margulies.
Fun of me.
It's Margulies.
Margulies.
Hercules, 51 years
Hercules,
old.
Hercules, yes. Hercules.
Kenan Ivory Wayans is 59 years old.
Yep.
Jerry Stiller's 90. That's George's dad on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And also Ben Stiller's real dad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Barbara.
What about Ben Stiller getting a divorce from Christine Taylor?
Oh, my gosh. I read that last week, and
from
I was
Marcia.
Shocked.
Yes. Yeah. What a dumb guy he must be. Mm. Go ahead.
Barbara Bush is 92 years old. And Bonnie Tyler is 66.
How about Bonnie Tyler?
Then I fall apart.
And I need you now.
Sing it, Kelly.
And I need you more than ever.
I can't hear you.
Because you'll pause it.
I will not.
Yes, you will.
Man, she's good.
We'll be holding on forever. And we'll only be making it right. Because we'll never be wrong. Together we can take it to the end.
David's getting his finger waving.
Playing the drums.
Oh. Playing the finger drums.
Wow.
You never do that when you're in your car?
Oh, all the time, man. What? I keep my hands at 10 and 2, buddy.
Buddy.
How about... What's wrong with Buddy?
10 and 2 right here.
It's me, man. I'm a 10 and 2 guy. More Bonnie Tyler. How about this one?
Late at night, I toss and I turn and I dream of what I need.
What do you need?
I need a hero.
Thank you, Bonnie.
I'm holding out for a hero till the end of the night. He's gotta be strong and he's gotta be fast and he's gotta be fresh from the fight.
I need a hero.
Ooh, that hair.
Give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Connor Gossett, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard, and the big 107.9 K-Fine. Happy birthday to Bonnie Tyler, who's celebrating today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, the CMT Awards were on television last night. Congratulations goes out to Keith Urban, the winner of 4 trophies last night.
Look at that.
Carrie Underwood had 2 wins. Lots of fun performances, though, when we go back. And we listen to the audio, we watch the videos, and you can check out all the performances on CMT.com.
One of my favorite performances of the whole night was the Greg Allman tribute, because he passed away in late May. So you had Jason Aldean, Darius Rucker, Charles Kelly from Lady A all come out and do this tribute, and it was so good. Here's what it sounded like last night.
I've got to run to keep from hiding, and I'm bound keep on riding. I've got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. I'm not gonna let them catch a midnight rider.
Wow, that does sound good.
That sounds really good.
And you were a big fan of the Allman Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it kind of makes it even better for you.
Yeah, their music is just so good. And then you have these guys coming out just knocking it out of the park.
See if I can find, because there's actually a part where we can play the big part. Let's see here. I think that's the wrong one. I want to find the audio of the full band part. Because by the time they got to that was still pretty good too, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the whole thing was good.
Yeah, here it is. This is the full band doing the Allman tribute.
I've gone past the point of care.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff last time.
Then Keith Urban and Carrie Underwood did The Fighter, but they did it a little bit different this time. So instead of doing how we hear the radio cut and everything, they slowed it down. All sounded really good.
I'm here to remind you, you're my only one. Let me be the one to heal all the pain that he put you through with love like you never knew. Just let me show you.
What if I?
Wow, So Kelsea Ballerini was there. David mentioned that she looked really pretty on the red carpet. She also debuted her new song, Legends, at the show last night. Want to hear that?
Yeah, let's hear it.
The live version of it. Here it is.
Yeah, we wrote our own story, full of blood, sweat, and heartbeats. We didn't do it for the fame or the glory, but we went down in history. Yeah, we were legends, loving you, baby. It was heaven, what everyone wanted. We never questioned, closed our eyes and took on the world together. Do you remember? We were crazy, tragic and epic.
Huge, y'all. I can just hear it already. That's going to be massive.
Yeah. I'll
have to get the radio cut. Thomas Rhett did Craving You without Maren Morris last night, but he had a whole deal of backup dancers.
Yeah. They were all in black. It reminded me of the Simply Irresistible dancers. Simply Irresistible.
That's exactly what it
in
is.
The
yeah.
Black, you know? Yeah.
Let's check out that song.
I just can't fight. You're like that cigarette, that shadow of 100 proof. No matter how much I get, I'm always craving that feeling when we kiss, the way your body moves. No matter how much I get, I'm always craving.
From the CMT Awards last night, we'll post a link so you can go back and watch all the videos. When you're at work today, you're pretending like you're working.
Yeah, but you're
and
really
you really
not.
Really want to watch the videos, we'll have them for you. It's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Guys, we're being affected by a real world problem.
Oh gosh, what is it?
And it's a big problem at my house, and it's driving me insane.
What is it?
Phone chargers.
Oh gosh.
Like, where are the chargers? We had, at one point, we bought a whole big old thing of them. We ordered them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had three or four, and then we had ones in our car, and we had some here and there. And all of a sudden last night, I'm going looking for a phone charger, and I could only find one in the entire house.
I'll tell you where they go.
Where do they go?
Same place socks do.
Where is that? The Great Abyss?
Yes. Oblivion.
It's like, where does it? Where do they go? And who moves them? I want, and maybe this is something that we should work on, or maybe we could be on, what's the TV show, Shark Tank or whatever?
Yeah.
We need to have, kind of like what the airports have in our homes, where you have those charging stations built into your walls.
Oh, you can buy those. Yeah.
But like, you have an electrical outlet built into the wall, and you have the charging station.
Yeah, you could easily buy one of those.
I think some of the newer houses that are being built do.
So we don't need to get a shark tank.
Right. But yeah, but I'm in an older house, so I have that problem.
It's driving me nuts.
But put some more kids in your house, and like my kids, they'll be like, I can't find my charger. And then all of a sudden I'll go to my room and mine will be gone. That's always there.
Yep.
Mine will be gone. And so like, we started labeling ours, and now it's to the point where it's such an ordeal that they'll take ours.
Right.
And I'm like, if I find mine in your room again and you've lost yours, you're going to have to buy your own.
That's pretty good.
Because we buy them all the time.
So you can find them online and buy them cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And we like bought in bulk. And Leslie was able to buy them in different colors too. So like, I had a blue one and she had a red one. You know, so we had all the colors that we knew were the individual ones. But by the time theirs is gone, they don't care what color it is.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
They're going to find it because you're at 1% or you're at 2% and you start freaking out.
And it doesn't matter whose it is. You're going to grab it if you're at 1%.
And there's so many different things because we're charging phones, we're charging iPads, we're charging all these different devices.
Speakers, yeah.
It just becomes really, really crazy. Mm-hmm.
I think I need new phone chargers because both of mine have wire exposing on them.
Yeah, and that's what happens too. Like, I've had chargers to where you have to kind of move them in a certain way, and then it'll start charging. And if you move it in another way, it'll stop charging, and you have to get it just right.
Ooh, yeah.
So I have like two that now have wire coming out of them. One is like almost completely wire that's exposed, and I'm thinking, ooh.
And there's some places you can order in bulk, but then when you get them, they're kind of faulty.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got good ones the time we did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like, if you go to the store to buy one. Like, if I had one for each device, which we should, and they all come with them.
Right.
Where do they go?
I have no idea.
They just disappear.
What are they at a store? Like, 10 bucks to buy one?
Sometimes they're more expensive.
Yeah, if you want to get a nicer one, maybe like 20 bucks.
Yeah.
You mean a nicer one? There's a nicer cord?
Well, what she said, you know, you don't want to buy one that's faulty right off the bat.
Sometimes they're just, they're faulty. Or if you barely even pull it out of the whatever, it breaks.
Yep. So you don't want to buy one like, you know, it's $2, you know.
Is there one that charges faster? Or do they all charge the same speed?
I think there are some that charge a lot faster.
Ooh, see, that would be awesome to have that. Mm-hmm.
Or get the wireless charging where you just put your phone on it.
Yeah.
Does that work? Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can buy
really?
That.
Really? So we could put multiple things on that deal?
Well, I think they're saying with the new iPhone, they're going to have wireless charging. So you just have like the wireless charging station and just put your phone on that.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. I bet eventually we won't have to worry about chargers.
Where the cord is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, it'll drive you crazy. Uh-huh. But at least we can all relate to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, did you see this whole thing about A-Rod and allegedly cheating on J-Lo?
What?
Yeah, it's something to do. Like, the National Enquirer came out with this story, you know, almost take it with a grain of salt. But apparently it's some kind of 34-year-old fitness model, and they were having some physical interactions last month.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought A-Rod and J-Lo were all into each other, like all
I thought
happy they were
too.
Together. And
but she was saying, like, he's really not into J-Lo and all this. It got very detailed in the article
if
itself.
If someone's not really? Into J-Lo, yeah. then none of us have a chance.
I mean, really.
I mean, seriously.
I don't get it. It doesn't make much sense to me.
Why would he stay with her then? Like, he doesn't have to stay with her.
I know. Yeah. They can just break up. I don't get it.
What's the girl look like who's saying this?
I mean,
let me just tell you, she's no J-Lo.
She's no, yeah, I wouldn't think.
She's pretty, but yeah, like
scale of 1 to 10.
I don't know, maybe like a 7 or something. I don't know.
I'm not even scaling her. She's not J-Lo.
Yeah, she's not.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny, man. Sometimes when you see people who you've heard these stories on celebrities when they have an affair, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of times the person they have the affair with isn't as attractive as the person that they were with.
But then again, looks, of course, are not everything.
I'm just saying, I'm not trying to say they are.
I'm not, yeah, and I didn't say that because you said that. I'm just saying that, you know, because I'm saying that she's no J-Lo. Maybe J-Lo isn't what all we think she is.
Either. I mean, I wouldn't think that'd be a real easy relationship, but I wouldn't think dating Alex Rodriguez would be really easy either.
Right.
No, I mean, this guy is one of the biggest names in baseball, and he's still on TV now, making millions of dollars.
That's crazy. Also crazy, you guys know who Heidi Klum is, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From America's Got Talent. I don't know why I know her from like years and years back. Maybe just from the modeling. Like
Did she
known.
Do the America's Top Model too?
Did she?
I think so.
It's like, it seems like I've seen her for 20 or 30 years now.
Yeah.
Well, she has a new book coming out that you're probably going to want to get, David.
Like me specifically? Okay.
Well, it's a coffee table book. You know how some people put out, like how Kim Kardashian put out the book of selfies?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Heidi Klum has a book that's coming out. And it's called Heidi Klum by Rankin, who just happens to be the photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a full book worth of nudes.
Oh, cool.
It's a coffee table book full of nudes from the last 10 years. So I guess she's done multiple different photo shoots with the same photographer. Mm-hmm. And they decided, why don't we compile all of them together and have that as a coffee table book?
Right.
Because it is so normal to walk into someone's home and look at their coffee table mm-hmm. and see a book that has nude people in it.
I've already got the Giselle Bundchen one.
Oh, do you?
Oh, did she do one too?
Yeah, she had one that came out. It was like a couple $100, I think. But I, you know,
oh dang,
I was wrong. She was not America's, not on America's Next.
That's Tyra Banks, right?
I was thinking she was on there for some reason.
Anyway, yeah, I was thinking about doing my own book like that too.
A book of your nudes,
The Barrel Boy.
Maybe just like with the barrel on, and that's it.
Wow.
Yeah, something
it's a
like
new
that.
Coffee table book idea.
There's a few people I'm sure that would buy that.
Yep. Rachel's mom, Rachel.
That is. I don't know about that one.
I think we should work on that. Yeah. What would your coffee table book have you doing?
I'm sure it'd be some kind of martial arts.
And what would mine be?
Wrestling
moves.
So yeah, it's a coffee table book, and you would have you in the barrel with nothing else on.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds very appealing.
Kelly would be the it would actually
Hang
be the trapeze
on.
Thing. Trapeze yoga.
No.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Why do we always have all to these bring poses. This up? I should have never told y'all this.
The how is the yoga trapeze, by the way?
Is it going well?
I have not
she hasn't been, back
been
on
practicing
it.
Lately. Mm-hmm. My yoga, aerial yoga.
Mm-hmm. So now that you have the yoga trapeze in your home and it's been there for how many days?
Since Saturday.
Okay, so it's been up for a number of days. Right. How many times have you actually been on your trapeze?
Twice.
It's better than it was the week before, right?
Yes.
There you go. It's progress.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Here's what's funny about that song. Kai loved that song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Luke was probably Kai's first favorite artist. Mm-hmm.
Really?
So we had that one CD that all those songs were on, right? And we would listen to it. That's the only thing he would listen to in our vehicle. And this is even before I had been on K-Fun, right? So
yeah. Like,
that was the soundtrack to every car ride. And he'd want to hear the same songs over and over. And he loved the video to that song. So as a kid, we would go and we'd go through the video on demand and we'd find that video and play it. And I would hold him and dance around the living room.
Aww,
and we'd end up running around the couch and we'd dance and I'd set him down and we'd shake together.
That's fun.
So every time I hear that song, I think about those memories and
that's
just those fun
sweet.
Times.
Man.
Hey, people have the chance to create some awesome Luke Bryan memories tomorrow night. If you haven't seen Luke in concert, I'm going to tell you, you're going to love the
mm-hmm.
show.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him a couple times. Always puts on an awesome show. My wife, actually, we saw him open up for Jason Aldean the first time.
Man, that's crazy.
And my wife was in love with him at that point.
Yeah.
So Luke Bryan tomorrow night in Little Rock.
This is a drop everything kind of thing.
You hear that song.
Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave. Baby, you can crash my party anytime.
You know what's funny? He's had so many really big hits, but one of his first ones is still my favorite. The song Do I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Still one of my favorites.
Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby?
Awesome.
Does the side of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby?
That was good. What about?
You ever wanted, would you rather
just
you got your hands up?
He loved this one too.
In my truck. You got the radio.
Gotta be in his car seat doing this.
Every song. I'm set on cruise control. I'm slowly losing hold of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring.
Well, guys, it's time to give away some tickets.
It is.
Likes for Luke continues all day on K-Fine social media, and here is the person who has 10 minutes and 7 seconds to call us.
Lindsay Godwin.
Lindsay Godwin. You have 10 minutes and 7 seconds to call K-Fine and claim your tickets. Let me go ahead and do start.
Set the timer.
Reset. Start it. Okay, it's rolling right now. 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so we have these Luke Bryan tickets we're giving away all day today. Likes for Luke. It's up on social media. It's the new one for today. So like it. If we call your name, you have 10 minutes and 7 seconds to call us back. The name we called a few minutes ago?
Lindsay Godwin.
All right. They're telling us this might be her on the phone. Let's see if she's called in here to claim the tickets. Hey, good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
This is Lindsay Godwin.
This is Lindsay Godwin?
No, she's Lindsay Godwin. You're not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to be so confused.
How can we be sure this is Lindsay Godwin?
I don't know.
Where are you from?
Oklahoma.
What's going on with you today?
Fixing to go to work.
Hey, this is really cool, though, because, like, we saw you that you liked our post on social media. You were listening, and now you're going to see Luke Bryan tomorrow night in Little Rock.
Are you serious?
You're going for free!
Oh, my God.
Have you seen his concert before?
Yes, in Jonesboro.
Oh, it's awesome, right?
Yes.
Well, great. Who are you going to take with you?
I don't know. Probably my son.
All right. Well, we hope you guys enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, I guess the big news in country music is, well, the CMT Awards were last night in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Performances inside the venue, outside the venue, all over the place.
Yeah, great time.
Kicking off CMA week in Nashville. So Florida Georgia Line performed with the Chainsmokers last night. It was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because, okay, let's go back and kind of, we played this early this morning. And my take was, I loved it. Kelly and David were like, I'm not sure that's really country.
Yeah.
They kind of like it, but it doesn't feel country. And
right.
At this point, I'm like, what is country?
Yeah.
I know.
So here's what it sounded like last night. Again, Florida Georgia Line with the Chainsmokers.
Waking up within your arms, feel alive. You're dangerous. You're dangerous. We're dangerous. Run into the bright light.
So that's Florida Georgia Line, the guys singing.
Always and forever the last daylight.
crowd's going nuts. I think you described it perfectly this morning when you said if you're flipping through the channels and landed on that, you'd have thought it was like a Backstreet Boys concert in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So it definitely wasn't like the most country thing on the show, but I enjoyed the performance. Mm-hmm. So.
It wasn't bad.
Well, and then Miranda Lambert got up and she did Pink Sunglasses, which is one of her new songs on her Weight of These Wings on her album.
Right.
And they handed out about 1,000 pairs of pink sunglasses. Yeah. And people like Florida Georgia Line, Darius Rucker, Dan and Shay had on pink sunglasses. So when the camera would flash to different singers, they would have it on and they were kind of, you know, jamming with her on the song. And here's part of the song.
Kelly's favorite song on the album. Of course, she said that about the other songs.
My fourth
too.
Favorite song.
Yeah. She's had a lot of favorites.
It's really funny watching the video of this one, like seeing Darius in pink sunglasses. I don't know why that was the funniest to me. So that was Miranda last night with pink sunglasses.
And Luke Bryan and Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
They decided to do a little bit of a medley with Strip It Down and Want to Want Me. And I think it sounded cool.
I think it sounds awesome. Yeah.
We both know that we lost it somehow. Let's get it found and strip it downtown.
Jason Derulo.
Let's strip it downtown.
David wasn't there.
We lost it somehow. Let's get it found.
I like that.
Sing along, say something.
That's good. Tons of energy in that one.
Oh, yeah.
So Lady A was out with Earth, Wind, and Fire, and they did You Look Good. Here we go. CMT Awards from last night. They switch over to the song September here in just a second. Sounds good.
That's so cool.
So just a heads up for those of you who missed the show, or maybe you weren't able to watch the show last night, maybe you didn't have CMT, you can go to their website. They have all of the performances up on the website too, so cmt.com if you want to find those performances. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so Kelly is trying to help the world one day at a time.
I am, guys. With all the negative news that we hear constantly, I'd like to bring one story.
Yep.
Every day that has a happy ending.
Boom.
So a 45-year-old woman named Guadalupe Gomez works at a nursing home in Grand Junction, Colorado.
Okay.
She's saving up to apply for U.S. citizenship. So she recently took on a second job working out as a housekeeper in a hotel. Mm-hmm. Okay. So last month, she was walking around the hotel swimming pool around 5:30 in the morning when she heard something. And she looked over and she saw this three-year-old little girl fall in, and there was nobody else around.
Oh my God.
So she climbed over this three-foot wall, and she jumped into the water, pulled her out, and saved her life.
Wow.
Little girl couldn't swim. She went to the front desk to call 911. Paramedics said the girl probably had about a minute before she would have drowned.
Oh my gosh.
It turned out the parents were staying on the second floor. They called the front desk, and an hour later, when they realized she was gone, apparently she's autistic and had a history of wandering off, and she was really interested in the pool the night before.
Oh my gosh.
So the local police had a ceremony for Guadalupe this past Sunday and gave her an award for being an outstanding citizen. So there is your happy story with a happy ending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandy Hodges joins us from the Jonesboro Public Library, obviously many years on television as well. So welcome in.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's funny, as long as I've known you, I don't know that you've been in here since we've done K-Fine.
I haven't.
Maybe you've been in here with David before, but not with me.
Yes, with me,
A couple months ago, maybe?
Around a month ago, I think. Yeah.
That's crazy, though. Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell me about the library and how things are going.
The library is great. We are crazy busy. There's a line that you reach where you're like, oh, school's out.
Oh my gosh.
It's when the library just like triples the number of people who are in there on any given day. You're like, oh yeah, school's out. So we're having a lot of fun this summer. Our programming really kicks off next week. We are doing registration a lot this week, some adult programming, right, and our regular programming as well. But programming for kids, tweens, teens, and adults starts next week at the library.
Let's talk programming in general. So what kind of programs are you all doing?
So we do general all ages programming. Is the only big event we have for all ages is our summer concert series. That's right, on Tuesday nights in June. We had our first concert this week. Our next concert is next Tuesday with Drive South playing rockabilly music. You know, our sponsors, Andy's Frozen Custard and Nuke's Eatery, provide frozen custard and tea for concert goers.
Cool.
You don't really have any good excuse to not come to the library on Tuesdays. But in addition to those, we do story times. We do programs for kids. For tweens, we're going to do t-shirt dyeing. We'll do giant gaming.
Oh, cool.
The teens get to have a zombie prom.
Ooh, that's nice.
That's pretty cool.
It's a lot of fun. We'll have a day where they can come in and learn how to do zombie makeup so that they're fully prepared. Yeah. We encourage them to go to a thrift store, go somewhere and buy an old dress that you don't mind, or suit, whatever you want to wear. You don't mind ripping up and throwing some fake blood on it.
Dude, that'd be fun.
Yeah. And we have DJ Sykes come and play for them. It's just a lot of fun for the teens.
So it's really, when I think about the library, I think a lot of people probably think, oh, it's about books and let's go read the books. Obviously, that's very important, but you guys are really making it fun for people this summer.
We ask the teens especially, what do you want to do?
Right.
Because that's a hard age group to get to come into the library.
Right.
So if we do what they want, then they'll come.
I think that's really neat. So 100 years of the Jonesboro Public Library?
Yes, we have been in Jonesboro since 1917. We opened our doors in January. We were opened by the Civic League Group as a rest and reading room downtown.
Huh, really?
Yes, it was called a rest and reading room. There weren't really books, I'm told, readily available at that time, but they would read magazines and newspapers.
That's crazy.
What I've been told, it was primarily women and children. While the men would work downtown, they would rest and read in the rest and reading room. And it has just morphed and grown over the years to what we are now. Now we have the branch here in Jonesboro, and then we have 7 branches in both Poinsett and Craighead counties. Hmm. So we do not only our summer programming at our library here in Jonesboro, but anyone who picks up one of our calendars has all 7 branches on it as well.
That's neat. So if people want to find out more about any of the programs, they want to figure out how they can get their kids involved or their tweens involved, what's the easiest way to find out more?
The easiest way is to go to www.libraryinjonesboro.org. If you don't have a copy of the brochure, it was sent home with about 21,000 children, K through 12.
Right.
You can still pick up a copy in the library, or you can go to our website where we have a digital copy you can just download and print.
Okay, back to the concert series. I know you just had one, and from what I heard, it was extremely successful on Tuesday night.
Very successful. People just kept arriving, even halfway through the concert time. They start at 6:30, end at 7:30, but you're welcome to come at any time.
Awesome.
The library usually closes at 7 on Tuesdays, but we stay open until 8 just to accommodate the concert people finishing and getting ready to go home. But Drive South is this next week. And then we have Tony Spinner coming up for our third concert.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard him play. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
But he's going to do the 70s, 80s rock for us.
Ooh,
and then have 90s to today country with Corey Jackson on our last concert.
And so, Corey actually won our K-Fine Idol competition we did a couple years ago. He's awesome.
We had him last year, and he was it was almost of, can you come back next year as soon as he was done playing?
He's good.
He's
because
really good.
Not only did people come because they wanted to come to the concert, but he has a great following in this area. Mm. So that concert was just so well attended. And that's what we want. Everything we do is free. And we want people to take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. Not just because we want large numbers of people coming to our programs. Mm-hmm. That's always good to have. Mm-hmm. But we want people to take advantage of something that they don't have to pay for. They don't have to be out any money. And if I remember being that kid home going, oh my goodness, I am so bored.
I have nothing to do.
There is something to do at our library. You'll always find something to do. If it's not a program or an event, someone can help you find a book. Someone can explain to you how to download a digital copy of a book. You can download ebooks. You get 6 songs a week for free that are yours. They never go away unless you're like, you know what? I don't want to listen to that song anymore. I'm going to delete it. So we have so many programs that are absolutely free for everyone.
All right, Brandy Hodges from the Jonesboro Public Library. And again, to find out more about the programs, you can log on to libraryinjonesboro.com. Great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news.
K Fine Country Music News on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so the CMT Awards were last night. Congratulations to Keith Urban, 4 big wins, mm-hmm. 4 trophies. Carrie Underwood had 2.
Yes.
Lots of great performances at the CMT Awards as well.
One of my favorite ones was the Allman tribute. Greg Allman passed away in late May, and you had Jason Aldean, Darius Rucker, Charles Kelly all come out and just did an awesome performance of Midnight Rider. Here's what it sounded like.
I've got to run to keep from hiding, and I'm bound to keep on riding. I've got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. I'm not gonna let them catch a Midnight Rider.
Wow, he's trying to vocals right there.
So Keith Urban and Carrie Underwood did The Fighter, but they did it a little bit different. They went about it like a slow jam. So here, oh, wow. Here it is.
I'm here to remind you, you're my only one. Let me be the one to heal all the pain that he put you through with love like you never knew. Just let me show you.
What if I fall?
I won't let you fall.
What if I cry?
I'll never make you cry.
And if I get scared,
I'll hold you tighter. When they try to get to you, baby, I'll be the fighter.
So Kelsea Ballerini performed, and she got to do her brand new song, Legends, which we hadn't even heard it until she was on the stage. And hearing the song, because I'm a fan of Kelsey's, I hear the song, and I'm like, man, this is a hit. It just has the right layers, and it's a different sound to Kelsea. Like, her sophomore album will be a little bit more mature. Check this out. Kelsea Ballerini and Legends from the CMT Awards last night.
Yeah, we wrote our own story, full of blood, sweat, and heartbeats. We didn't do it for the fame or the glory, but we went down in history. Yeah, we were legends, loving you, baby. It was heaven, what everyone wanted. We never questioned, closed our eyes and took on the world together. Do you remember? We were crazy.
Okay, tell me if I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys hear, like, that song could have been written by somebody who writes or wrote some of the Carrie Underwood stuff early on?
A little bit.
Maybe so.
Like, some of the, just the phrasing and the way that the vocals were used, I think.
Mm-hmm. The flow of everything.
Yep. Last night in the CMT Awards, if you didn't get to see it, you can go check out CMT.com for all the videos of the performances, and that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Of all times where I wish I was in Nashville.
I know.
And I wanted to live there at one point. I legitimately wish I was there this weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Stanley Cup games are going on in Nashville. The Predators have basically taken over the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
CMA week.
Well, okay, so this game is going to be in Pittsburgh tonight on
this
NBC. This is game 5.
5, okay.
So it's on NBC, 7 o'clock, Predators, Penguins in Pittsburgh. And then on Sunday, that game will be in Nashville. Now, we'll at least get to that point. That could be the series ender. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
And if it goes any further than that, it'll be on Wednesday.
Watching some hockey tonight. Mm-hmm. I know that's my plan. Hey, Luke Bryan tickets. More chances to win tickets to go see Luke 1020 with Kate Morgan. Listen, and you'll have the chance to win. Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow.